As summer continues, bugs and insects are becoming more active. But with the influx of mosquitoes, the West Nile virus is spreading in North Texas. Denton County recently reported the first positive human case of the West Nile virus in 2024. According to Denton County Public Health, the community member lives in Sanger and was diagnosed with West Nile virus neuroinvasive disease. So far this year, 25 mosquito traps used in Denton County to monitor the virus have tested positive. Other counties such as Collin also tested positive for West Nile virus, however, no human cases were reported. In Collin County, traps in Plano and McKinney tested positive for West Nile virus. Dallas County also saw two recent human cases of the virus, and both were diagnosed with a non-neuroinvasive form of the disease. The two confirmed cases bring the county's total confirmed cases this year to 4. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, West Nile virus is the primary mosquito-borne disease affecting the continental United States. It is primarily transmitted to humans through the bite of an infected mosquito. The virus is most active during mosquito season, which begins in the summer and extends into the fall. Update: the 12th of August 24 10:50 a.m. on August 9, 2024, the city of Frisco confirmed that two mosquito pools tested positive for West Nile virus, WNV. The city is enhancing surveillance in the Oak Brook Park, Hickory Creek area and along Plantation Lane, south of Lebanon Road. No spraying is planned at this time. These are the first positive mosquito pools in Frisco in nearly 2 years, and there are no confirmed human cases of WNV this year. Environmental Health Supervisor Jazelyn Harp emphasized that while positive pools are unpredictable, ongoing testing is crucial for public health. Residents are advised to take precautions, wear long sleeves and pants at dawn and dusk, use insect repellents with DEET, picaridin, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, and eliminate standing water where mosquitoes breed. For more information, visit friscotexas.gov/mosquitoes or contact the city's Health and Food Safety Division at 972-292-5304. Additionally, the city of McKinney will spray two areas for mosquitoes after a mosquito pool tested positive for West Nile virus. Spraying will begin at 10 p.m., weather permitting, covering a 1-mile radius around the following locations. Wednesday, August 14, 6800 Bountiful Grove Drive. Thursday, August 15, 3433 Beaver Creek Lane. Signs will be posted at major intersections to notify residents, and more information, including a map of the spray areas, will be available on the city's website at mckinneytexas.org/mosquito control. Residents in the spray areas should stay indoors and bring pets inside during the spray period. Those who prefer not to have spraying near their homes can contact McKinney Health Compliance at 972-547-7447. Update: August 14, 24, 11:12 a.m. On Tuesday, August 13, the city of Allen reported that a mosquito trap sample tested positive for West Nile virus. The sample, taken from an area near Dayspring Nature Preserve in the Twin Creeks region, marks the first West Nile virus detection in Allen in over 4 years. If you notice standing water on someone else's property, you can report it by submitting a service request through My Allen or by calling 214-509-4180. Currently, there are no vaccines or specific medications available for preventing or treating West Nile virus in humans. Fortunately, the majority of individuals infected with the virus remain asymptomatic. However, approximately 20% of those infected will experience fever and other symptoms, while about 1 in 150 may develop a severe illness that can sometimes be fatal. If you believe you are experiencing any West Nile virus symptoms such as high fever, severe headache, disorientation, and/or neck stiffness, immediately contact your doctor or healthcare provider. If you do not have a healthcare provider, please contact your local emergency room or urgent care center. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.